Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Jack Kerouac shot to fame after publishing his jazz and drug-infused book On the Road in 1957. At the same time, he also wrote his only play, The Beat Generation. But it was shelved, never produced, forgotten. And now, more than 50 years later, Kerouac's lost play is being staged for the first time in the writer's hometown of Lowell, Massachusetts. Here and Now's Andrea Shea has our story.
Charles Towers remembers exactly what he thought after Kerouac's The Beat Generation was rediscovered in 2004.
They just found the only play he ever wrote. It needs to be done in Lowell before it's done anywhere else.
Towers is the artistic director at the Merrimack Repertory Theater. Now, after years of pursuing the rights to produce it, Towers is staging the play as a jazzed-up reading for UMass Lowell's Jack Kerouac Literary Festival. The director doesn't see this as a theatrical event, like, say, the premiere of a lost play by Tennessee Williams.
This is finding a lost play by a novelist. So it's a literary event. And that's really the difference. He's not a playwright. I mean, he pretended to be a playwright for 3 months in the fall of 1957. And after that, he never went back to it again. This was his one attempt.
And back in 57, the attempt did not impress Kerouac's longtime literary agent, Sterling Lord.
Because I didn't think it offered anything new.
Lord says the play featured the same beat characters you find in On the Road, just with different names. He also didn't think he could sell it. But Lord, who represented Kerouac throughout his career and is still working, showed it to a few Broadway producers anyway, at the writer's request.
And I think I even sent it to Marlon Brando, again at Jack's request, although I frankly didn't have any hopes for it. I didn't think it was that effective, quite honestly. Finally, Jack said, look, put it away. Well, put it away I did. I put it very deeply into the files. And when I got it out just in 2004 and read it again, I was amazed. I found it a very exciting play. And, of course, part of the excitement and part of the value of it was the authenticity that I felt as I was reading it.
Act one. Scene is early morning in New York near the Bowery. Standing in the kitchen, cheap kitchen, are a colored guy called Jewel and a white guy called Buck.
That's John Sampas, whose sister married Kerouac. Sampas is the literary executor of the Kerouac estate and is reading stage directions from the original script Kerouac typed himself in 1957.
I think what comes through is what has always come through. Jack had this wonderful idea of the brotherhood of man. He was very, very much in love with all his friends. And I think that's the spirit that I would want to convey about Jack.
The Beat Generation is basically a bromance with a bunch of guys shooting the breeze in an apartment at the racetrack and in a suburban ranch house belonging to Milo. That character is based on Kerouac's real-life friend Neil Cassady, just as Dean Moriarty was in On the Road. So this is kind of a sequel. Milo, once a wandering dropout, now has four kids and a job as a railroad brakeman, which doesn't sit too well with Buck, a stand-in for Kerouac himself, played here by actor Tony Crane.
Hey, there you are. I knew you'd get here. Wow, wow, wow. Look at all these brakemen's uniforms here. Winos and brakemen get it together early in the morning, hey?
Director Charles Tower admits the play doesn't have much of a plot. He thinks it was Kerouac's attempt to set the record straight about the Beats because he hated that name.
I think part of him was saying, okay, you want to see the Beat Generation? Here's a play. I'm going to call it Beat Generation. And you know what it is? It's just me and my friends hanging out. That's the Beat Generation.
Edgar Dwoplop, here in previous lifetime.
Previous lifetime.
Was an Aztec.
White
Aztec priest.
Joey Collins plays Milo and is one of 15 actors in the play. He compares the torrent of words he delivers to music.
I talk a lot in this, basically. Neil Cassady, or in this play, Milo, it's like he's supported by this wonderful jazz band, but he gets the virtuoso. He gets to play that melody line. And so I feel like I'm that trumpet player, you know, just sort of closing his eyes and just blowing.
Boy, we start out in our astral bodies, man. And you know the way a ghost go and heading out there to that bright, blank night, go in a straight line, that...
Sort of the aha moment is going to be having the dialogue wash over you.
Paul Marion is a Kerouac scholar and head of community relations at UMass Lowell.
In a way, you know, he was documenting the life of the time, and the play is another document kind of giving us an earful, you know, of what it's like being in the apartment with Kerouac and his friends at the time.
Which you don't get on the page. For director Charles Towers, the coolest part is being able to bring Kerouac's only full-length play to life for audiences in Lowell.
There's something mystical about that, just speaking the words aloud in his hometown. You know, we're two blocks from the Kerouac Memorial here in Lowell, so I walk by it every day, walk through Kerouac Park. So I've grown quite affectionate to the guy.
While Kerouac was alive, the residents of Lowell didn't exactly embrace their countercultural native son. He died in 1969 at age 47 and is buried in the city. Towers and a lot of Kerouac fans are thrilled the now iconic American writer's only play has come home.
Here now is Andrea Shea on Jack Kerouac's lost play, The Beat Generation, now being staged at the Merrimack Repertory Theater in Lowell, Mass. For more, go to herenow.org.